Welcome and thanks for joining me for my monthly podcast. This is Dale Klein, owner of Profitable Speech, a sound investment. My business is ensuring you sound your best. You're listening to Do You Lean In? If you listened to my previous podcast, you know my topic was Less is More. Hope you made time to tune in since I shared invaluable information. In case you missed that podcast, I began by explaining why brevity applies to various forms of communication. After that, I discussed the risks of not using brevity. And finally, my wrap-up was giving you 10 techniques to become succinct. Now that 30 days have elapsed, hopefully you're able to implement the content of that podcast. As always, I'm here to answer any of your burning questions. Seems we're ready to move on to this month's topic. When you hear the phrase lean in, what do you think about? Perhaps you think this phrase only applies to a particular gender. Maybe you believe this phrase only has meaning in certain industries, or that it's no longer even relevant. Let's see if these beliefs are currently accurate and what we can still learn from this phrase. Now, here are the tools you need to succeed. It's your choice how you opt to handle this information. However, this topic tells us it's time to take action. As you listen to this podcast, ask yourself, does this describe you, someone who works for you, or someone you know? If so, you'll want to listen to the podcast more than once and share it with a person or other people who'll also benefit. The questions I plan to answer are, number one, what's the origin of lean in? Number two, how does lean in apply in today's business world? And number three, what can you do to ensure you're leaning in? Beginning with the first question, what's the origin of lean in? This phrase was initially used in 2013 by Sheryl Sandberg, COO of Facebook. The full title of her book is Lean In, Women, Work, and the Will to Lead. The essence of her book was about helping women pursue any goal vigorously. Sandberg specifically states that the book is for both genders and wants them to each do their part to build a more equal world. Let's move on to my second question. How does lean in apply in today's business world? It's my belief that the term lean in has just as much value in 2020 as when it was initially coined in 2013. To illustrate that point, ask yourself these six questions. Number one, do you think your ideas are readily heard? Number two, do you experience a double standard at work? Number three, do you get credit for accomplishments? Number four, do you have a sufficient confidence level? Number five, do you receive specific and helpful feedback? And number six, do you mentor others? Whether you've personally experienced any of these issues firsthand, or you've witnessed or maybe heard about a colleague dealing with them, they clearly exist in today's business world. This list is a starting place. Perhaps you can add to it. The point is that when it comes to business communication, we can all benefit from leaning in. That's an ideal segue to the third question. What can you do to ensure you're leaning in? Based on leanin.org, an initiative founded by Sheryl Sandberg and Dave Goldman Family Foundation, here are six ideas they suggest. Number one, shape the conversation, especially when a colleague is interrupted. Do your best to ensure everyone's contribution is heard. Number two, give everyone the benefit of the doubt. When you hear a colleague referred to as bossy, or even think it yourself, ask for an example to justify it first. Number 3, be among the very first to recognize a colleague's success so proper credit is given to them. Number 4, encourage those colleagues who are maybe reluctant to pursue their goals as they may lack self-confidence. Number 5, be forthcoming and specific with feedback to help colleagues professionally grow and develop. And number 6, give helpful input when advocating or sponsoring a colleague who seeks a mentor. While this list was initially developed to champion women, you'll notice that I use the term colleague. In my estimation, leaning in means communicating effectively, and therefore applies to all colleagues, irrespective of their gender. Leaning in requires courage, especially because it involves speaking. If you'd like to explore this topic further, you're welcome to contact me, and I can offer you strategies to ensure you sound your best when you lean in. You now have a solid foundation for leaning in. Consider this skill part of your business communication toolbox. Not only will you be an asset to those with whom you work, but you'll also be adding to your own communication skills. That's value. Until next month, I wish you profitable speech.